Why the Rattlesnake Sheds Its Skin. Turtle Dove had two children whom she loved dearly. Yellow Bird, a girl, and Sparrow, a baby boy. When she went out into the forest to gather berries to eat, she always took them with her, for there was an old witch in that part of the country who stole every little boy that she could find. Early one morning, Turtle Dove started for the forests and went further than usual. Because she was so tired from carrying her sleeping child on her back, she gave him to his sister and said, "Take care of your brother now for me. I will be back soon." The mother wandered away and had gone some distance when Yellow Bird saw an old woman standing in front of her. "Is that your baby brother?" she asked. Yellow Bird was afraid. She thought the woman was surely the witch who was always stealing boys. She held her brother close and answered, "No, this is my little sister." "Don't you know it is wrong for children to say what is not true?" scolded the old woman. And she grew more and more angry, until her eyes stood out and her grizzled locks shook. Yellow Bird grew cold as ice and could not even call out to her mother. She was so frightened. Then the old woman seized the baby boy and flew away with him to the mountain where she had her home, which was guarded by rattlesnakes. "Now," said the witch, "I will make this baby into a man, and then I shall have a husband." She took the baby by one leg and pulled until it was very long. Then she took the other and stretched it until both legs were the same length. But he still had the arms of a baby, so she caught him by the shoulders and pulled on each arm until they grew to man's size. Meanwhile, Turtle Dove went back and found her daughter alone, crying hard because her brother was gone. "Where is my baby?" asked the poor mother. "The old witch took him away," wailed Yellow Bird. Turtle Dove searched the rocks and bushes, but all to no purpose. At last, she went to her brother, the Eagle, and told him her story. Eagle was keen of sight and swift. He traveled day and night until at last he heard a baby crying. But when he looked down, he saw only a man and an old hag standing by a cave. Eagle returned to tell his sister, Turtle Dove, and she begged him to take her to the place, for she felt sure that she would know her child's voice, and he would know hers. They hurried to a cedar tree not far from the cave, and Turtle Dove began to call her son, "Sparrow, Sparrow." When he heard the sound of his mother's voice, he cried, "I hear my mother, I hear my mother calling me." Then the witch turned him back into a baby and hid him in a hollow tree. She herself crawled in after him. "They will never look for us here," she thought. The Eagle said to his sister, "Before long the old witch will be hungry. Then she will come out for food and show us her hiding place. I will kill a rabbit and hang it from the top branch of this tree. And then we must tear off the bark and the lower branches, so that she will have a hard time climbing for it." This they did, and then waited for a long time and watched. At last the witch grew hungry, so she crept out. Seeing the rabbit already killed and so near, she tried to climb the tree. But it was so slippery that she could not get far without sliding back. While she was doing this, Eagle took the baby from his hiding place and carried him to his mother. When the witch returned and found the baby gone, she was angry. She looked around for tracks in the ground, but all she saw were some eagle feathers. "Now I know," cried the witch. "It was the eagle. I must go at once to my grandfather, the rattlesnake, so that he can protect me." The rattlesnake was asleep on a rock and did not want to be disturbed. So when the old witch called, he answered, "Go back to your home. I do not want you here." Just then they heard the war cry of the eagle. "Oh, help me, grandfather," begged the witch. Having no place to hide her, the rattlesnake opened his mouth and said, "Jump down my throat." The old witch did as she was ordered, but she would not be still, and bothered him so much that he told her to come out again. But she would not. At last, he wrenched himself so hard that he jumped right out of his skin and left the witch inside. When she found that she could no longer get out, she rolled around and hid in the rocks. The eagle kept calling, "Old witch, old witch, where are you?" And the old witch mocked him from within the snake skin, answering, "Witch, where are you?" And since that day, the rattlesnake loses his skin each year, thinking of the old witch and how he tried to get rid of her. And to this day, she lives in it, rolling among the rocks and mocking all who pass, though no one can ever catch up and lay hold of her.